Hello there. The people were excited, and the news spread fast in Nazareth. Jesus, whom everyone had known since a boy, was back. They had heard of his preaching, healing, and miracles in other places. Now he was here. On the Sabbath day, as he always did, he went to the synagogue to worship God. There he was given the scriptures to read from Isaiah. So Jesus stood up and read.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted and announce that the captive shall be released and the blind shall see, to set free those who are oppressed, and that God is ready to give blessings to all who will come to him.
Then Jesus closed the book and sat down while everyone looked at him intently, as Jesus told them.
These scriptures came true today.
Jesus was telling them that he was the Son of God, the Savior. Meanwhile, all spoke well of him and were amazed at his gracious words.
Amazing! Isn't this Joseph's son?
I know what you're thinking about me. Why don't you do the miracles here like you did in other cities? But I say no prophet is accepted in his hometown.
Then Jesus reminded them of the prophets Elijah and Elisha, and how God had sent them to help the heathen and passed by the Jews. When he said this, they became furious with anger.
So he's better than we are.
We'll show him.
Grab him.
They mobbed him and took him to the edge of the cliff to push him over. But Jesus quietly walked away through the crowd and left them wondering what had happened. Jesus went to other cities where he preached with power, and people gladly listened to him. Those who received him were changed. Jesus brings joy, forgiveness, and life to all who believe. He died on the cross for us all to take the guilt and punishment for our sins. God's word says, "But to as many as receive him, to them he gave power to become a child of God, even to them who believe on his name." Do you want to become a child of God? Then pray. Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me. Thank you for dying on Calvary's tree. Thank you for making me your child. Amen.